Chesed Adar, Wednesday the 4th of March, Rabbi Shimon Berboff, Chayv Inish Levesumah.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me back from the start of last year. Already for a number of weeks, the shops are full of wine bottles, both here in London and where I'm from in Eretz Yisrael. So we are preparing ourselves for the mitzvah of shtia, of drinking on Purim. The Torah is also compared to yayin. The Torah is also compared to wine, so it's important also to prepare the Torah of wine. It's important also to prepare the Torah of wine before we perform the mitzvah of. So here comes the sugya of Chayv Inish Levesumah, and I invite your participation. So the Gemara Megillah Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rava. Mechayev inish livsume bepuraya adeloyoda bein orahaman leboruch Mordechai. Rava said that a person is obligated livsume, Rashi says means lehistaker beyayin, to get drunk on wine, adeloyoda, till he can no longer distinguish between orahaman leboruch Mordechai. Here comes a very famous story. Rava the Ribzeira avdu sudas purim bahadi adadi. Rabbi and Rav Zeira, they made a Suras Purim together. Ifsum. Ifsum means?
Drunk.
They got drunk. Kam Rabbi, shechted Rav Zeira. Rabbi got up, it sounds like he shechted Rav Zeira. Some of the Farshim say it doesn't mean it literally. Some say it means he shechted him in Divrei Torah. Either way, Lamacha by Rachmi. The next day, it seems that Rav Zeira was motionless, dead, lying on the floor. The Machabai Rachami, Rabbi Davin for him, Va'achyan revived him. Next year, Lashana Amalei Naisi Mar, V'Navid Sudas Purim Bahadi Hadadi. Had such a good time last year. Maybe let's get together again. What did Rabbi Zeira say? Not quite. That's what would you expect. Amalei Lo Bechol Shata V'Shata Mitrachish Nisa. It's true that this year there was a miracle. You were able to revive me. But next year, who knows? Who knows whether we'll merit that the Nes will happen again. End of Gemara.
According to your Shita, which you said before, only need to teach him the Torah, what's the problem? Let him come again.
Good. That's a good question. So let's take it literally for the time being. We'll learn it literally. So now, a question I want to throw out to you is, what is the purpose of this story? Without looking further down on the sheet, what is the purpose of this story? Why does the Gemara bring this story, Rabbi Rav Zeira? It's a very famous story. But what's the purpose? What do we learn from it?
Not to get too drunk.
Not to rely on missing. Anything else?
Don't get caught.
We're going to now learn three different approaches. Three different approaches how to look at this mitzvah. And all of them are learning it from what this story is teaching us. So first of all, look at the Ran. If you look in the sheet underneath the Gemara, this is the Ran. And there are other Rishonim also, the Balamor. They take this story to an extreme. Here's the Ran. Kosovala Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's all coming from Rabbeinu Ephraim, the early Rishonim. Me'ahu uvda de kam rabba v'shachtei l'Rav Zeira. Idchilei. This should say, memra de rabba. From this story of Rabba and Rav Zeira, we learn that what? What's idchilei mean? It's rejected. The whole halacha of Rabba is rejected. Does not apply. V'leis hilchasa kavase. We do not paskin the halacha of Rabba. The lav shapir domi lemevad hachi, and it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate to do rava. So according to this, there is no halacha. I'm sorry to disappoint you. There's no halacha. Rava existed at one time, but Rava himself died, and there's no tchias amesim for Rava because of this story. Because obviously the dangers involved, The Rishonim understood that's what the Gemara wants from this story. The Gemara is teaching you the robber is theoretical, but practically it no longer applies because of dangers involved. That's Rabba, that's Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Ran, the Baal Ma'or. However, it seems that the meaning of Klal Yisrael is to, yes, go with Rabba. Correct? We, at least in our own personal experiences, we seem to, yes, follow Rabba. If so, we must find another approach. What's the message of Rabba and Rav Zeira? It can't be like Rabbeinu Ephraim, because Klal Yisrael is doing this mitzvah. What can we learn? What do we learn from Rabba Rav Zeira? So, often in Shas, whenever the word Ad appears, Ayin Dalet, the Gemara has a discussion. When we say Ad, do we mean Ad v'ad bichlal, or Ad v'lo ad bichlal? One of the examples of Masechta's Brachos, Rabbi Yehuda holds Tfilas HaShachar, the Zman of Tfilas HaShachar, is Ad Arba Shol. So the Gemara there has a sugya, Ad v'ad bichlal, or Ad v'lo ad bichlal. So here that word appears again. Chaya ben Lishlipsume b'puraya, Ad v'lo yoda. Let's present two possibilities. Ad v'ad bichlal, meaning you're supposed to reach a state of losing your rational faculties. Or ad v'lo ad bichlal, meaning stop before you reach the point of ad lo yada. That's our question. And let's listen to the Yad Ephraim. Yad Ephraim is one of the poskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch at the bottom of the page. Let's listen to how he understood. So here comes the Yad Ephraim. Hakavana for this mitzvah. She'ikah ha'chiyuv shel ha'mishte. Hu she'yiyeh shori b'simcha. What's the purpose of mishte on Purim? Person B should be in simcha. Person should be in a state of happiness. V'yitein todos v'halel la'Hashem. Thanksgiving and praise to Hashem. Al ha'neis. Mitoch harchovas alev. From a sense of expansion. Now let's just pause for a minute and mention what the Taz says over here. The Taz points out there were two specific miracles, two aspects to the miracles of Purim. One of them is Orah Haman, and the other one is Baruch Mordechai. Orah Haman means obviously the downfall, destruction of Haman and his family, Amalek. That's one. And the second thing is Baruch Mordechai, meaning the rise and elevation of Mordechai. Those are two separate miracles. We could have had one without the other. So we are focusing on both those aspects, the Oroh Haman aspect of the miracle and the Baruch Mordechai aspect of the miracle. We're supposed to think about those two things in a state of simcha, using wine to get us there, and to praise Hashem. Continues the Yad Ephraim. V'lachein ein lo lehistake yoter midai. She'it balbel dato. Be careful not to get too intoxicated, because then you're not going to be able to focus. And you won't be able to appreciate and focus on these two aspects. Comes the Yad Ephraim with a huge chiddush. The mitzvah is to be in control. Never to lose your rational faculties. Do not get to a state of low yada. You need to be into a state of yada. You always have to be focused. If you're out of focus, you're not mekayem the mitzvah. You're losing the point. Ad v'lo ad bichlal. How did the Yad Ephraim know this? He goes on to say, U'miyushav b'zeh masha samchu inyan uvda de rabba b'rav zeira. Now we understand why the Gemara brought rabba b'rav zeira. The mais is siyata. As a raya, as a proof. Shema shechivu lasot otam yemei mishle v'simcha, gevul yeshlo, shelo yistakeh yotimidai. This is defining Rava, not like the Rabbeinu Ephraim that we quoted before in the Ram, who says that Rava Rav Zeira is coming to reject Rava, remove Rava from Halacha. Along comes the Yad Ephraim says, no, Rava and Rav Zeira is coming to define for us what Rava meant the whole time when he said, ad v'lo yoda, ad v'lo ad bichlal, as evidenced, as one can figure out, as evidenced from the story of Rabbi Rav Zeira, which obviously from there came damage. So we understand from there that the mitzvah is ad veload bichlal. Don't get to a stage where you're totally inebriated, that you can no longer focus and you're not thinking rationally, because look what that could lead to. But specifically, Yad Ephraim says, the mitzvah is to give Shabbat v'hudato kodesh baruch hu, and to understand what you're doing that for. So that's a second approach from the Yad Ephraim.
To learn that what Rava shouldn't have done.
It's defining what Rava meant. What Rava should have, what Rava should not have done. This is clear from the story, but this was over the top. And therefore that tells us back, we walk ourselves back, and we understand that Rava never meant that. So that's two separate approaches in the understanding of the Gemara. Now, I want to ask you a question. Let's read back into the Gemara. Let's read back in. Based on what we've learned from the Ran and from Yad Ephraim, let's read back into the Gemara. So the Gemara said that next year, the year later, Rabbah invited Rav Zeira back. What did Rav Zeira answer? Amalei, lo b'chol sha'ata v'sha'ata misrachish nisa. So ask me a question on this. According to the Ram, please ask me a question. I want to try and attack the Ram from those words of Rav Zeira.
Why didn't they learn the lesson?
Exactly.
In other words, why can't they learn that they
exactly,
got it wrong?
Exactly. According to the Ram, the message of that episode was that we don't follow Rava. We don't follow Rava. That's what you're supposed to take out. So if so, Rav Zeira, of course, the characters in the story would have learned that lesson. So why is he concerned about Kol Shata V'Shata? Why is he concerned about the same thing happening again? Why should it happen again? We've learned the lesson. It's not going to happen again. According to the Ran, the language of the Gemara is difficult. Let's ask that question not only on the Ran, let's ask on the Yad Ephraim also. Because even according to the Yad Ephraim, there's a limit. From that story, we understand that there's a limitation on how much you're supposed to drink. You're not supposed to get to an inebriated state that you lose your faculties, and it could possibly lead to what happened to Rav Zeira. So if so, why is Rav Zeira concerned? Lo b'chol shata v'shata, misrachus nisha. Say something else. Say that, I don't want to come back, or something. But to say those words, lo b'chol sha'ata v'shata mitzrachas nisha, means that you're concerned. Rav Zeira was concerned that what? The same thing is going to happen again. So that doesn't sound like the Ran, it doesn't sound like the Yad Ephraim. Maybe you could answer it. He's being specially cautious that maybe it will happen, but simply speaking, it does not sound like the Ran's approach, it does not sound like the Yad Ephraim's approach. So that must be there's a third approach. So let's ask again. There's a third approach. What are we learning from Rabbah v'Rav Zeira? We don't want to say like the Ran that the whole halach is rejected. And we don't want to say like the Yad Ephraim that Rabbah v'Rav Zeira teaching us that this halach is limited. So what are we going to learn from Rabbah v'Rav Zeira? We need a third approach. Please, help me. What are we learning from Rabbah v'Rav Zeira? Please, somebody, help!
In the wrong place, I think you're going to get out here.
Drink whiskey.
Open the bottle.
Poshet worried that one thing would lead to another, even if they drink a little bit, but eventually there's a risk of becoming shikha and losing control. Once you've started, maybe they won't stop.
Okay. So, but we're trying to answer lo b'chol shat v'tat misrachus nisha. We're trying to justify how Rav Zeira could be concerned that next year the same thing's going to happen again.
Say, if we drink nothing, then I'm safe. If we start drinking, then maybe we'll get to the point where there'll be a shkita.
We won't. We're going to follow the Yad Ephraim. We're responsible people.
But we're humans.
Please, Rav Sheldon.
It's a lesson in human nature. You have all these incredible intentions, and you're thinking on a high level, and, oh, yeah. This is maybe a limit to tell us that, you know.
It could be.
We're looking for the future.
I'm not against. But listen, look at the Shulchan Aruch here. Look at the Shulchan Aruch in the middle of the page. Just listen to the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Aruchayim Tofrish Sadihei, Halacha Beis, Chayim Inish Lipsumi Bepuraya, Adalo Yoda Bein Aruch Haman Lebaruch Mordechai. End of Shulchan Aruch. That's it. So which way did the Shulchan Aruch go? Did he go like the Ran?
No.
Did he go like the Ad Ephraim?
No.
No. Got, how do you know?
That could be Ad.
It doesn't sound to me. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound like the Ad Ephraim. He doesn't explain himself. He just quotes the statement as it is. So what does it sound like in the Shulchan Aruch? It sounds like Adalai Yada. And how does he know? Guess what? Maybe he knows it from Rav Reb Zeira. Rav Reb Zeira is the way you're supposed to do it. Yes, that is the way you're supposed to do it. Not like the Ram who says it's the opposite. Rav Reb Zeira, that's good. The Rav Reb Zeira's story is an expression of how you're supposed to fulfill this mitzvah. The direction, the concept. You're supposed to get to a state of Adalai Yada. And I'm going to quote to you here the Sha'arei Tshuva. Over here in the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes here from B'Shem, the Chacham Tzvi. He says, I'm B'Sidu Amadei Shamayim, Sha'aviv HaGaon, I think this is the Chacham Tzvi, Haya Noeg B'Mei Bachruso L'Kayim HaMemer Kipshuto. He quotes here from Rav Yaakov Emden, the Chacham Tzvi, he would fulfill this mitzvah Kipshuto. Adelo Yoda. Adelo Yoda. So now the question is, but what about the danger of Rabbi Reb Zeira? So fine, the answer to that is you figure it out. The Shulchan Aruch didn't say anything. Figure it out. You'll be careful. Be careful. Naturally, be careful. We don't have to go like the Ran and say this halacha doesn't apply. The Maisa shows us that you do have to be careful. But that doesn't take away from the basic nature of this mitzvah that you're supposed to get to a state of Adalo Yoda, like the Shulchan Aruch sounds. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out how you can make sure not to get to go overboard. But let's not take ourselves away from the basic mitzvah. Now let's have a look at the Ramah.
The other thing is, if you look at it subjectively, he says, yeah.
That's true. Everybody agrees with that.
So that if a person says that the only way I can reach a level of simcha is to be stoned up in my mind, then maybe that's the level where he has to be kind of shulim simcha.
Okay. That could be. I think the Ad Ephraim would not accept that because he wants you to be focused. He wants you to be focused. He really wants you to be focused. There's an aspect of being focused. But we're now suggesting the simple Shulchan Aruch sounds like we keep this halacha the way it is. Rob has been quoted verbatim. This halacha is being meant to be accepted the way it is. So let's have a look at the Ramah for a minute. Ramah says, V'yesh omrim, de'ein tzorich leistaker kol kach, ela sheyishte yosem elimudo. You drink more than you're accustomed to. Limudo means what you're accustomed to. V'yishan, and fall asleep. When we talk Shishan, Eini Yodeya Bein Aruch Haman Levaruch Mordechai. Now, which way does the how is the Ramah learning? Ramah says that drink a little bit more than you used to, as a result you'll fall asleep, and in that way you'll fulfill the Lo Yada Bein Aruch Haman Levaruch Mordechai. So how is the Ramah learning? Is he learning like the Ran? Is he like the Ad Ephraim? Is he like what we were saying just now, maybe. How's he learning?
More like the Ad Ephraim.
More like the Ad Ephraim? Would anybody like to argue on that?
Yeah.
Why do you say it's like the Ad Ephraim?
Because you're doing it to a certain degree, but you're not losing control. You're falling asleep, but you're not losing control.
Good, but listen to the. But who can argue? Sorry, what's your name?
David.
David, you can argue on David.
Well, I'm going to try to do a halal if he's asleep.
True. Go ahead. Yes. Yes, there are more stresses at the end. He says, Mitoshi Yishan, Eini Yodea, Bein Arahom and the Baruch Mordechai. The Ramah wants you to be in a state of Eini Yodea. He wants you to get there, as opposed to Yad Ephraim, who does not want you to get there. He wants you. He has an interesting way of doing it, the Ramah. But he wants you to get there. So it could be, right? So again, who would the Ramah be going like? Who would the Ramah be going like? He's certainly commenting on the Shulchan Aruch. Who would he be going like?
He'd go like the run, I think.
It could be.
As long as he's awake, he can't get shikah.
It could be like the Rabbeinu Ephraim in that sense, because the Rabbeinu Ephraim said, an interesting form of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Not the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Again, the Rabbeinu Ephraim said, let's just review. 1, 2, 3. Position number one. This story of Rav Rabzeira tells us that Rava is removed. Rava is removed. Rava's halacha of Machayv initial of Sumi B'Puraya. That halacha is not the halacha. That's position number one. Position number two, the story doesn't remove Rava, rather it defines Rava. What did Rava mean when he said ad lo yada? He meant ad velo ad bichlal. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim. Position number three, seeming straightforward language of the Shulchan Aruch, and as I quoted from the Shari Tshuva, Rava's alive and kicking until the nth degree. Till the nth degree. As you see, that's what Rava Rabzeira were trying to do. Now, they went seemingly too far. Therefore, person obviously realizes that they should act and take certain precautions. But those certain precautions are precautions. Not like the Ran who understood, therefore let's remove this halacha altogether, let's make a gezeira across the board. But certain precautions you should take. Now, let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, fall asleep and you'll get to a situation of Eini Yodea Bein Arahom on the Baruch Mordechai. So that could be perhaps a version of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Because Rabbeinu Ephraim says he rejects Rava, but there's still a mitzvah to drink. There's still some kind of, you made mishta. Right? There's still something. So the Ramah maybe found a way. Yes, no?
No, I'm not happy.
Not happy.
No,
please.
Because Abdullah Yoda is not an end in itself.
How do you know?
Rava was giving a shir in how much you should drink.
Okay.
Yeah? But well, how just to know? Say that Adler, what's the point in not knowing Ben
Oro? Oh, we have to get to that point. We have to get there.
You could tell me I have to drink a lot and give me a shir in the drinking.
Okay.
But the Adler Yoda per se.
Okay.
To sleep and then to become Adler Yoda. Why?
Good. So that's very important. Let's get to that.
You can go to sleep.
Through the drinking. It has to be through the drinking, not going to sleep. It has to be through the drinking. You can't just go to sleep without the drinking. It has to be through the drinking.
Well, if you say Ad Lo Yoda is an end in itself, you can take a sleeping pill.
No, but with
and
the
not
drink.
Drink.
No. It has to be through the
drinking. So that's a shear in the drinking. Yeah, it's not an end in itself.
Okay, well, it's not so simple. Yeah. Let's see. It could be that the Ramah, could be just giving you his advice, as it were. Again, we need to get to Ad Lo Yoda. According to the Ramah, you need to get there. This is a practical advice. There may be different ways of doing it. Everyone should judge for themselves how to do it. Right? There's an interesting, before we get to this discussion, there's an interesting marsha in Maseches Babetzia. The Gemara there says that in 3 Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Bahani tlas mili abid rabbonan de mishana b'miloy." There were 3 areas where the Talmid Chachamim would basically lie or compromise on the truth. One of them is Maseches. Right? Did you learn this Maseches? No, Puria. Right? The second one is Puria. So Rashi says what he says, and Tosa says what he says, but the Maharsha says that Puria means Purim. What does it mean, Purim? The Maharsha says, the language of the Maharsha is, sometimes one of the Rabbonim was trying to get to Lo Yada, but didn't quite get there. He wasn't quite there yet. So when they asked him, are you totally gone? He would say, yes, I am, even though he wasn't. Which is, obviously my sin, that's all. Right? You see from the Maharsha also, definitely you're trying to get to Ad Lo Yada, and sometimes a person just wasn't able to get there. He realized there was a point he had to stop. So when the Talmidim asked him, are you there? Yeah, I'm there. I'm there. Just interesting. Again, the idea from the Maharsha, you're meant to get to that Ad Lo Yada situation. Okay, so again, the question was asked over here, very important question is, what would be the purpose of the mitzvah? What would be the purpose of losing your das? Right, the Gemara says in Brachos, Gedola das, shenitna between shnei shemus of Hashem. Das is our greatest commodity. That's what makes us humans and superior to the animals and the plants, right? Everything, our das is everything. What is this mitzvah? We lose our das? What's the point? Again, according to the Yad Ephraim, there's no such mitzvah. According to the Yad Ephraim, it's not about that at all. What's the idea of losing your das? So, many have written about this. Maybe we'll just quote from the Maharal in Sefer Or Chadash, writes there that what is the main principle or main theme of Megillas Esther or of Purim in general? Maharal says, anybody? What is the main, the crux of the Yom Tov Purim? V'nahafolchu. That's what he says. V'nahafolchu, says the Maharal, Zeh ikha godol b'megillah. V'nahafolchu. And what does that mean to us? What it means is, I think, is that everything in this world is topsy-turvy. What appears one minute to be negative turns around and is positive.
Yeah.
And we cannot fully appreciate that, certainly whilst it's happening, sometimes even not in hindsight, sometimes yes in hindsight, but ultimately that is the powerful emunah that emerges from Purim, is this concept of nafachu. And as we see nowadays, right, viruses in the world, right, stock market crashes, all kinds of events that seem to be calamitous and terrible, we understand v'nafachu. We understand that what appears to be negative, what appears to be calamitous, what appears to be disastrous, could really be just something incredible is going to come from it. And it could all flip around. Right? That's the nature of our world. It's topsy-turvy. Up to there.
If you make an effort, you have to do something.
I understand.
They formed an army, they trained, and they fought back.
Good.
They did something.
Good. So let's build that a point. So this would be, so according to this, what we've said now, come to your point, according to this would be the concept of Andalo Yoda. I am basically becoming a piece of Nafachu on Purim. I'm losing my das, meaning to say, I'm losing my faculties tell me that this is good, this is bad, this is in the middle. When we use our rational faculties, we make our judgments. Right? That's human judgments. We're not God. We're not able to look at things from a spiritual, divine perspective. But on Purim, that's what we do. In a sense, when we hand over our das, that's what we're handing over our das, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, realizing that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one in control, and that what appears to us to be one way could really be another way. And that would be the idea of actually losing your das to connect to this hashkafa. Now, on this point, maybe I will finish with a question, which is, if you recall, after the Megillah, we say the song, the poem, Shoshanat Yaakov. How's it go? It says, Baruch Mordechai Yehudi, Aroha Man. Right, we very much distinguish between the tzaddikim and the rishonim. We distinguish between the good people and the bad. We distinguish between them. Right? It's not lo yada, it's very much yada. We distinguish between the two. And yet now we're saying, when it comes to the seuda, the mitzvah of drinking, we try and distort that difference. We're trying to equate them. So which is it? This is a question that Rav Hutna asked in Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, trying to figure this out. There seems to be a contradiction. Right? There we say, Aroh Haman, there we say, Baruch Mordechai, right? Very clearly defining the difference. Brucha kol tzadikim, arushim kol rishayim, they're very, very different. And when it comes to Suda, they're the same. So which way does it go? So here's the answer I heard. His answer is a very hard to understand. The answer I would say is on the lines I just heard. What's your name?
Charles.
Charles is suggesting that maybe there's an element here of the following. We're going to read Parshas Zachar of the Shabbos. There's also a Parsha of and Parshas Amalek in B'Shalach, which we read on Purim. There's an interesting semantical difference, linguistic difference, when it comes to the mitzvah of blotting out Amalek. In one of them it says, Mocha Timche Ezech Amalek, you, we're talking to us. Hashem says, you should block out Amalek. And when we say Amalek here, we're going to talk about the forces, we'll use it for the forces of evil for the time being. And then Parshas Kisetze, it says, Mocha Emche. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says he's doing it. So who is doing it? I'm doing it or Hashem's doing it? And the answer would be both. There's an aspect of the fight against evil, which is really, we're spending our whole lives trying to bring good into the world, bring Hashem into the world, and fight the forces of evil. In all different areas, in all different countries, that's what we are, we represent. To bring Tov into the world, bring Ma'asim Tovim, and to fight all the poverty and all the destruction, all the calamity, that's Mocho Timcha, that's what we can do. That's one level. But there's another level, that's Mocho Emcha, because Baruch Hu is going to blot out to Amalek. And what that means is, on a deeper level, is that what we see as negative, what we see as calamitous, is really all part of a divine plan to bring the final Mashiach, the final Geula. That's not something we can see. Meaning to say, in our world, we'll say, okay, there's poverty, there's strife, you can eradicate poverty, you can fight the enemy, but you're never going to be able to explain why this enemy was good in the first place. We can never do that. We just, right? That's for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Macha Emcha means a Kadosh Baruch Hu will blot out all around, will understand how everything was all part of one big divine plan. That's the second part of Purim. The first part of Purim, therefore, will be that we're Mavchin, we distinguish between our Aharon and Baruch Mordechai. That's where we're involved. And the final part of Purim, the end of the day, it's already a higher level. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is Macha Emcha. Well, all the Ra will disappear in such a way, v'nafochu, that we'll understand that that Ra the whole time was really serving for good. Amen.